Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 25 today, verses 27 and 28. Proverbs 25, verses 27 and 28. It says, "It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." Let me read these two verses to you again. We're going to get our challenge from these verses today. It said, "It's not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." I'm going to ask you a simple question today. How's your self-control? I'm going to ask again. How is your self-control? You see, the Bible says it's one of the evidences of the Holy Spirit within us. Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. The scripture says, "But the fruit or the evidence of the Spirit, Holy Spirit within us, is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness and gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." So here we see in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and following, that the list of the evidence of the Spirit, one of the evidences of the Spirit is self-control. I'm going to ask you again, how's your self-control? You see, the scripture says it's not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. And a man's without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. The Bible says that all of these fruits, these evidences of the Spirit, God will produce in us if we yield to Him. Remember, we're to daily yield our bodies, our flesh, over our passions, if you will, over to God as our daily worship. In Romans chapter 12, listen again to verses 1 and 2, a very familiar passage. But now, in this area of self-control, let the Spirit of God speak to you from this passage. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." You see, the Bible says that daily we are to renew our minds. We are to lay our bodies, our flesh, on the altar, if you will. We're to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is our spiritual act of worship, our reasonable service. And we're not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, which is living for self. But actually, we're to lay ourselves, our flesh, on the altar and say, "Lord, we want to live for you. We no longer live for ourselves." 2 Corinthians 5:15 says we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for the one who died for us. Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, "I'm crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But the life I now live, I live by faith in the one who died for me." Folks, let me just help you today. If you're struggling with self-control, you can't come up with ways or habits to get under control. You'll keep losing. But if you understand that it's an evidence of the Spirit being in control in your life, you need to spend some time in prayer and say, "Father, I want you to do that work in me. Produce self-control. Make it so that my passions and my desires and my lusts don't control me. Lord, I yield my body to you today. Do this work in my heart. Do this work in my flesh as I lay myself on the altar and ask you to do it." As we see here in verse 28 again, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." Many a spiritual leader has been brought down by their lack of self-control. We're not going to name names here, but if you've been a Christian for any length of time, if you've followed along in Christianity, you'll know that there have been, over the years, very prominent men who are preachers and teachers of the Word of God, who, because of their lack of self-control, because they did not yield to the Spirit of God, their ministries became ruined, whether because of sexual sin or a desire for more and more money or possessions or whatever it is. Many a spiritual leader has been brought down by their lack of self-control and ruined. That's what the city was described as. "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." May this not be the case for you. May this not be the case for me. So, is self-control something you and I can do on our own? No, God has to do it. But it's available to all of us through the power of God, through the Spirit of God who lives within us. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.